The vast majority of Los Cerritos residents believe the airport's noise ordinance is critical to the neighborhood's quality of life. Recently, the city has issued a contract to study the effects of having a fully staffed federal inspection station at the airport, also known as internationalization. What is your opinion of the internationalization study and the possible effects on the neighborhood? And this question is for all three candidates, and we will begin with Al.
Well, I've been very straightforward and I think very clear on this issue. I voted against the study. I'll just tell you, the international flights only serve to benefit the airline. And I have a real problem with that. I think as a city, we should be driving the future of our airport and not the tenants at the airport. I think the risk of going through international flights or doing having an international terminal at our Long Beach Airport far outweigh the rewards. The only real benefit, the only party that really benefits from that is the airline, JetBlue. And there are unintended consequences as well. The private jets, we don't know how that airport will, and what the outcomes will be there. If we open that up and make that amenity available at Long Beach Airport, our airport is very, very unique. We have unique noise ordinance, but also, we also have other activities going on at our airport that most other airports don't have. We have general aviation, we have helicopter, we have flight training, and commercial airlines. And that makes for a dangerous mix. And so I think our airport is a great resource. It's a beautiful airport. It's an airport that I actually utilize quite frequently to fly Sacramento, Oakland, and regional flights. I think that's the identity we need to maintain.
So let me frame the international first by saying I'm against it. But the key here that we need to be talking about is managing the noise ordinance. And one of the issues we come up with is we say, hey, we don't want this, we don't want this. And we have to be very careful. We don't want the international, but we also don't want to lose this special grandfather noise ordinance that we have that only about four cities in the U.S. have. And so that takes some smarts. We don't want to propose things like a master plan of the airport. These kind of things are dangerous. We don't want to do anything that might be a foothold for the FAA to come in and say, hey, since you've got flights going here, we think you ought to do some more, or we've got an airline that just came to us and said they would like to have a fair shot, too, at having an international flight. By the way, while we're doing that, and we're looking at your airport, and we see you've got some slots open, now we want to get involved and maybe changing the flight patterns a little bit, saving some fuel here and there. And this is the danger of an international. But it doesn't happen by just saying we're against. It happens by somebody who knows how to work with all the players and manage that ordinance. JetBlue's been a great citizen. You have to work with them. You know, the other airline, Aeroplex, whoever you want to mention, we've got to work with these people or things will get away from you. You don't just say against and then wonder why the FAA comes knocking on your door one day. You strongly go in somebody who knows how to manage and work things well. I've spent my life on boards and working these kind of deals.
Well, first of all, you have to get the rest of the city council on board, and that takes an effort and it takes some leadership. You can't just passively sit back, say you're against the airport expansion or the noise. If you want to take care of the noise ordinance, you have to actively manage and work with the rest of the council so they understand what the impacts of the noise ordinance are to the rest of the community. So it's incumbent upon us to share that information with the other council members so they can understand. There's a quality of life issue here, and there's a lot of balance that has to take place. So there's a lot of pressure to have an international U.S. customs facility, but it's up to us to make sure that folks understand that we can't have our quality of life compromised because other people in the city have an interest in having an international flight because there is a lot of pressure to do that. We can't just say that we're against it. We have to do something about it. And I believe that I can bring the leadership that will do that. Our incumbent had knowledge of the international facility way back in 2013, but failed to inform the community, to engage you and let you know that it occurred. If he had been more proactive, then we might have been able to put the stops to such an action beforehand, but that did not occur. So here we are at the last hour, and there's all kinds of momentum built up for the international facility, and now we're going to have to figure out how to put the brakes on the train. So I think work can be done, but I also believe that somebody has to let the rest of the council know that balance and quality of life are in the factor.